short turnaround here for our Think Fast. It's been in the news, kind of been a trending topic. The actor Pedro Pascal, who is everywhere, Fantastic Four is his new movie. The Mandalorian.
He's got three new movies coming out. Yeah.
I mean, they can't stop putting this guy in stuff. Has been seen putting his hands all over his female co-stars on red carpets and things like that. And the explanation is, well, I have anxiety, and when I'm around people and the cameras and all that, that helps me calm my anxiety. Very weird. A lot of people kind of took issue with it. But then there's the anxiety side of it. And it's good. We got a therapist here who can tell us how legitimate that is. The other thing about it is he has long been a LGBT advocate. He's very big on he's got a trans brother or sister, or whatever they think they are, kind of thing. So I think there's a few different angles. I'll put it to you guys. We got a couple minutes here. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think that the whole anxiety thing is garbage. There are a million and one. If you went to any therapist, there are a million and one grounding techniques that have nothing to do with the other person. Because what if he's alone on the red carpet? What does he do there? Like, he has to figure out other coping techniques. If that literally is his excuse, he's groping female stars. Come on, man. I mean, if anything, he appears as a sex addict is really what it is, which is, I mean, this is in the DSM for a reason. Like, it is a violation, in my opinion, of the other person, whether they allow it or not. It's a violation, and he's hiding behind therapy terms, weaponizing therapy culture. We've talked about that plenty. And so as soon as he says, "I have anxiety," all of a sudden everybody turns their brains off and goes, "Oh, we should allow it." Absolutely.
You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Correct. Like, absolutely not. There are a million and one grounding techniques. The other thing is, you are a multimillionaire. Get therapy that works you through your anxiety. Okay. So let's stop pretending that this is a legitimate coping technique.
Yeah, the anxiety thing. Like, man, the people that I follow on X are just having a field day with that, like just kind of making fun of the guy. But yeah, Jack, the transgender thing that you bring up is interesting. The kind of the way that people's morals get just kind of twisted and perverted, you know, especially if somebody who's kind of in favor of those things and yet again kind of can't seem to stop putting his hands on female co-stars. The two thoughts that I have, one is, are we really all that surprised? I mean, this is Hollywood after all. Like, I think everybody's eyes go to that. And then, you know, again, to call back to the Vince Bowling episode, like, that's all that we're seeing in public. There's, you know, of course, all kinds of infidelity, all kinds of, you know, sexual activity that goes on. The other kind of this is probably not where your mind was going with this, Jack, but where it goes for me with my kids is teaching my sons the appropriate level of physical contact with females. They're specifically not your wife. I think that is a very important thing to teach your specifically young men. Again, even when they're not married, teenagers, whatever, like there's etiquette. Just like there's etiquette on a golf course, right? You don't walk in somebody's line. You don't talk in their backswing. You don't leave the tee box before everybody tees off. That's a sport thing. There is etiquette and certain appropriate boundaries that young men need to have with other females that specifically involve pretty much never putting their hands on them. You know, the side hug thing, you know, never doing the frontal hugs. And I don't know, again, Jack, that's probably not the angle you were wanting to take with this, but that's where my mind went to. Good. Is like the way that I want to teach my son, when you're around other females, specifically when you are married and around other females in public or whatever, like there are just certain etiquette guidelines and boundaries that, Joe, maybe we need to do an episode on in our other podcast about. But yeah, that was kind of where mine went, Jack. I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, the why I brought up the trans thing is the LGBT ally thing. When somebody says, "I'm an ally," start like checking their hard drive. They're a creep. I mean, like because that gives these people cover. Like, oh, I could never me too a woman because look, I'm no. He's a big feminist. He's all these things like. And so you think he's hiding behind the feminist, you know, male feminist thing. He's hiding behind the LGBT ally thing. He's hiding behind the anxiety thing. All of these things this culture has given us is like, see, look, of course I'm a good guy. Like, none of those make you a good guy. Right. And so many times it comes out that the people who are the most vocal about this stuff are utter creeps. And I, you know, like with something like this, it's like, man, if you're doing that in public, I don't want to know. Like, I mean, there should be justice if there's something going on. I'm not making it. Right. I'm not saying what he's doing, but I'm saying this is a creepy person. And yet our twisted morality of our culture of like, man, he has checked all the boxes to say, look, I'm the best kind of person. Like that kind of thing's starting to crumble. People are starting to see through it. And I think it's good. I think those things are red flags big time. And he's bringing one of those to light, but yeah, those, glad we all kind of had different angles to take on a little bit. Will's absolutely right. Like, this is a great what not to do kind of example. But any other thoughts as we wrap here? All
Nope.
right. As always, this is the end of the Think Fast. So if you're catching the Think Fast, tune in for the Think Deeper on Monday about 7 acceptable quote unquote sins to avoid. And if you're listening to the end of the podcast, we thank you for listening. Leave your comments. If you have things to add to the list, we'd appreciate it. Or if you have thoughts on the Pedro Pascal controversy, we'd love to hear it as well here in the YouTube comments or on our Facebook page, wherever you may find us. And we will talk to you guys on the next one.